News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, you might need the money, depending on how good you are around the house. Rather than arguing over household tasks, our next guest, Jess Wright, has come up with an alternative solution. She simply bills her husband if he's not pulling his weight. I spoke with Jess a little earlier, started by asking her how she came up with the scheme.
I would say that I just, like many other wives, just got tired of having to pick up after my husband, so decided to bill him for it. He actually told me he was very neat when we were dating, so it was a surprise for sure.
Yes, definitely. It's not what you were expected. But when you signed up for it, again, you decided to take the challenge on. So what was his reaction when you mooted the idea that you were going to charge him?
Well, I didn't tell him ahead of time. So I just I built an invoice and I just gave it to him, emailed it to him, actually. And he was very surprised at first, but he caught on eventually.
Now, I don't know if you have a business background or not, but you did break down the invoice very kindly. You might talk us through that first invoice.
Yes. So let's say he left his shirt beside the hamper. I picked it up, put it in there, and I tallied that up. And just with any other tasks that he forgot to do, like a dish beside the sink or anything like that. And that's kind of how I tallied it up and gave him the invoice from there.
Now, the question I have to ask you is, I mean, if I was handed an invoice, I'd probably go, I'm not paying that. Did he take it well?
I think he took it fairly well. I think at first he was like, oh, this is kind of odd. And then I think he warmed up to it and he was like, you know, well, I wasn't doing my fair share and this is kind of like tangible. It's on paper. And, you know, I owe you this, so I'll pay it.
Okay. And that's fair enough. I mean, at least he became aware of it. Did it moderate his behavior or was he willing just to have more things added to the invoice the following month?
I would say it definitely helped. Since then, he's definitely more aware. And nowadays, it's more so if he forgets something or, you know, moving too fast. He still gets invoiced for it, but he is more aware of it the next go around. So every now and then, if he goes and, you know, grabs me a sweet treat or something like that, he buys me flowers, I'll knock some stuff off every now and then, for sure.
Okay. It seems to be a mutually beneficial arrangement. Well, financially, you're doing quite well out of this. How much have you accrued so far from this arrangement with your husband?
Oh, I should sit down and add that up. I have not added it up, but I will say my highest invoice has been around like $680, just about.
Now, there are children in this relationship as well, and there's child seats. What is the issue with child seats? What's he doing wrong?
So with our car seats, we have two vehicles, and so we have three kids, and two of them are still in car seats. So if we have to go somewhere, sometimes we have to switch out the car seats. So if he forgets to do that, that's a really big task for me, especially with a little one in my hand. So he does get charged for that if he forgets it.
Okay. It's starting to add up. Can I ask what and the older generation made of this? I mean, have you told if you have parents or if you have aunts and uncles, when you tell them of this particular scheme, what's their reaction?
I wouldn't say it's a favorable one. I would say on the male part, but I believe most of my woman family members are supportive, but a lot of our parental figures are a little old school on that.
I do genuinely think it was a bit of a trap, that interview. Is that they sent that to me now. I don't know whether someone is throwing shade at my ability around the house. Jess Wright there, talking about how she charges her husband invoices for the jobs he doesn't do. Shane, how much out of pocket would you be?
I might pass on that one. Yeah. I don't think it'd be too bad, to be totally honest.
I mean, I think you'd all get in. I mean, everybody in a partner relationship.
Absolutely.
Oh, I'm good. Everybody in a relationship, I mean, we're all going to have debits and credits in that particular column. Let's put it that way. But
Yeah, if I could present her with an invoice, I'm not sure how well it would be received. Anyway, let's take a look.
I think I'm very sure how well it would be received.
53106 this morning if my wife was listening.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.